Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell. Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season 4. I'm Peter Chatti of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news, there's a club for you. The Losers Club. And guess what? You don't have to die at the hands of a shape-shifting clown to join. No, all you have to do is tune in every Friday as us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. Each week, we'll either spend hours reading between the pages of one of his books or chew on his latest tweets and Hollywood headlines. What's more, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Mick Garris, Jerry O'Connell, Mary Lambert, Will Wheaton, and the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Before we get started, take a moment to hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening right now, whether you're checking us out wherever you get podcasts from, if you're listening on YouTube, or if you're over at Spotify now, hit that follow button there as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Blothar of the band Gwar. They're touring their latest record, The Blood of Gods. Thought we'd talk about that a little bit, as well as the state of humanity through the eyes of Gwar. That's the prime subject on their new record, The Blood of Gods. We'll discuss overpopulation, climate change, and there's lots and lots of talks about El Presidente. How different does this one taste than the other presidents? And as Blothar can read the future in the entrails of his victims, what lies in store for humanity? We'll also hear what Halloween means to Gwar and what happens after the tour is over towards the next record. It's Kyle Meredith with Gwar.
Hello.
We'll jump into it. It looks like an exciting time in the Gwar world right now. I mean, the record's, I guess, about a year old with The Blood of Gods, but I just saw that there's also a graphic novel about to come out.
Yeah, well, it's coming out in the summertime, yeah.
Gwar, the enormogantic fail.
Enormo.
Well, what's the story behind this? What's the deal? It's what are we getting in this one?
Well, it's just more adaptation of the sort of comic book adaptation of the mythology of Gwar. It's got some, I think it's probably the best thing. It's the story of two destructos, Bozo and Salborg, and their efforts to sort of thwart Gwar and Cardinal Sin. It's basically just a dramatization in comic book form, which is about the highest form of literature that Gwar is capable of. it's an interesting story.
Yeah, it looks cool just from the stills we've gotten so far. I thought it actually tied in nicely because the new music video that just came out, Viking Death Machine, not a graphic novel, obviously, but animation and another one. How involved with you were you with this one?
Well, with that one, there's a, I would say Mexican wrestler because that's what he looks like, but he's actually from further down in South America. He's a Brazilian wrestler, I suppose. You know, he just sent us this video that he had made. So, I mean, our involvement was actually pretty minimal. other than that, we saw what he was doing and asked him to do, we asked him to make a few changes. And then once he made it, we were like, yeah, let's roll with it. It's a funny video. It's sort of Gwar versus the Wacky Racers from the old sort of weirdo cartoon that came out on Saturday morning with Dastardly and Muttley. The characters are uncomfortably close to those.
I know we're not in the 50s where everyone, you know, you're having to hand draw every still anymore, but still to do an animated video of that nature, to just to not be, you know, commissioned at the very beginning, to just want to do it for a band. I mean, that's huge right there.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty big. We were very impressed, and we went ahead and used it. And like I said, I mean, we asked him to make some changes, which he did, and we were happy with it.
Well, can't say enough good things about the new record, The Blood of Gods. Like I said, I know it's about a year old now, but still the new one on the table for this tour. This is, your first album with Gwar, fronting this band. As the story goes, you thawed out and took over. I mean, what has that experience been like now that you've kind of got some mileage behind you?
Well, I mean, it was a difficult thing to do because there's nobody that really would prefer that Odorous were still around. I mean, I'd love to be playing bass guitar in the band, but that's not where the opening is. And so, I mean, as a singer, I mean, I had to do something different than what Odorous has done or did in the past. And I think that we did it with this record. You know, it still sounds like a Gwar record, but it's got a, I don't know. I mean, Odorous, he had a lot to say. He was very verbose. He had a lot of lyrics to songs. He had a kind of allergy to hooks, too. He was really averse to that. And even though he was actually pretty capable of writing hooks, and he did write very weird hooks for songs sometimes. But, that's not how I do things. I'm a little more into using less words and having more melody, and that's what we, that's what I tried to do, and it's worked so far. I mean, it's fun to do the songs live. And we do almost the entire album during the set that we've been touring with. And nobody seems to mind, so it's really working out.
Well, I mean, you talk about him having lots of things to say. You may be seeing them in a different way, but there's still lots to dive into on this record. I mean, with a song like Swarm, which we're talking about some big picture stuff here with overpopulation. I think it goes into pollution a little bit, which to me was timely because, with the news that's came out about where we are with climate change and where we could be with climate change in the next 10 to 15 years, which is even scarier. I don't know. Is that the stuff that was on your mind with this record, with that track right there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We were thinking about, humans as, this is really a record where sort of Gwar chooses sides, and Gwar chooses sides with the planet rather than humanity. And it's a Gwar feels more of a kinship, and it really feels more like we are part of, even though we're from outer space, to us the planet is certainly more friendly and desirable than humans are, who seem to be just out of control. So yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we were thinking of, you know, that. And then we have some songs on there that are about sort of factory farming and stuff like that as well. You know, so Guar just kind of comes down on whatever side will lead to the destruction of the human race.
Well, that's, you know, because we're about to do it to ourselves. It's not like you even have to try. You know, you just get to sit back for a minute. It'll happen.
Yeah, that's actually another sort of theme that was on the record is like, you know, the world has gotten so crazy that we have to really up our ante if we're going to compete because, sadly, people are used to seeing executions and decapitations and things like that. You know, they see these things. They can see them all the time. And, you know, the world just gets to be an uglier and uglier place the older you get, at least in this particular day and age. It's like there's more things that we can do to save each other, but there's more things that we are doing to destroy each other. So.
Well, that might be an easy tie to, I don't know how easy here, but with a song like El Presidente, you know, we as humans, we don't seem to pay attention to history, even history that wasn't that long ago. And another reason why, you know, I feel like we're in the state that we're in right now. I'll start a bit on the lighter side with this one, because Guar has killed every president since Reagan on stage. What makes one different, if he is?
Well, I mean, we're thinking about doing a we've been talking about doing a video for El Presidente, but it's Trump is more like a member of Guar than almost any human, you know, in that he's just his bizarre alien kind of surreal disregard for truth and for humility. And, you know, I mean, he's an awful, awful example of a human being. Mm-hmm. And whether or not you agree with his policies, like, I mean, like, it seems like there's a lot of sort of logical dissonance in people that are religious or, you know, hold sort of to American values. And then at the same time, they rally behind this figure that's so transparently motivated by self-interest and greed and just a general, you know, disregard for. But I mean, it's fucked up because people are so, they feel so burned and threatened by things like political correctness that they're prepared to align themselves behind this figure who is like you said, I mean, pretty clearly lines up with, I'm not going to say fascism, you know, it's a species of populism. As populism has always been dangerous, you know, it's kind of like punk rock, you know, populism. I mean, like punk rock was a means of expression that sort of moves to against the mainstream. But the problem with that is that it can oftentimes wind up supporting the more negative aspects of the dominant culture, like something, you know, like, I mean, punk was capable of encompassing both something like Crass, who is a sort of very liberal political band, mm-hmm. And then Screwdriver, who were just blatant fucking white power Nazis, you know, but it was all punk rock. Populism's kind of the same way, you know, it's like you can have sort of super wacko liberal left-wing actual communism, or you can have somebody like Trump, who's clearly an autocrat that appeals to people's worst instincts. And that's how we like to think of ourselves in Guar. We're autocrats who appeal to people's worst instincts. So, you know, Trump's right there, man. He could suit up any time and pick up the guitar and be in Guar.
You know, for something that's made me love Guar the way I did, to be the exact same thing that's made me despise someone else. That's
yeah, it's pretty weird. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's definitely a clown, and you know, we'll keep taking him on and see what happens. I don't know, people. There's also I told you that there was one thing we were dealing with on the record, and you know, the problem of like the world just getting too crazy to keep up with, and you know, Trump's—he's definitely a part of that.
Well, as I learned, you are able to read the future through the entrails of victims. And if you're gobbling up Trump, then I hope that, you know, there's some kind of future that you can see there.
Well, every night we kill Trump. Like, he comes on stage and he's extremely resilient, apparently. I mean, we rip open his chest cavity and play with his guts, but you know, he just keeps coming back. I know what we hope. would happen. But, you know, I mean, it's funny, too. You know, people become enraged, like, really easily. I've noticed that, I mean, just in almost every aspect, the world has gotten worse. And one is that people become very indignant if you have a political opinion and you are in GWAR, even though, like, GWAR has always done these things. There's these people, like fans on the internet, who would insist that GWAR be more fair and balanced in our, like, you know, they're like, before you would kill anybody and it didn't, you didn't have some kind of political stance. Utter bullshit. Utter fucking bullshit. People want to attach themselves to, they want to see themselves in the things that they attach themselves to. And, you know, GWAR was always, has always stood against the dominant culture. Always. That's who we are. And unfortunately, Donald Trump is the dominant culture, and he really represents it almost flawlessly, like, you know, the things that are wrong with the American mindset. You know, so of course we're going to oppose Trump, even at the time, at the same time that we support his absolute absurdity. But it really amazes me when fans get indignant about that. Like, you know, don't you know you're cutting out half of your audience? Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know, first of all, I think you're overestimating the number of people that identify with this clown. And second of all, we're not doing anything different than what we ever did. You know, you're the difference. You're different, not us.
And there's a long history of other bands that have gone through that. Bands that you would not imagine they would have to, you know, have that conversation with some of their fans. Like, how dare you? You know, and I can go in recent history with, you know, bands like Pearl Jam during the Bush administration, or The Clash, or whoever we're talking about, where you want to say, weren't you listening? You know, and the, you know, Jason Isbell is going through that right now with his fans, you know, because he writes political songs too, and they're up in arms because, I don't know, country music, whatever. But it's like, weren't you listening yesterday? Weren't you listening to the last album? You know, it's always crazy.
Well, people's capacity for stupidity and for, like, just the absolute lack of, and I mean, when things come up like that, you're made aware of how stupid people are, and it's alarming. It's shocking. You know, I mean, this is like, to go even further back, but, you know, somebody like Springsteen, who, yeah, it's you're right, weren't you listening? Like, you know, but they're not. Like, they can take a song like Born in the USA, which is so clearly a dark and sad song about the absolute betrayal of Vietnam veterans, and they can turn that into a jingoistic Republican anthem,
right?
You know, that's like restoring patriotism in the country, and then be shocked. Like, Springsteen I love, because, like, people who naturally identify with him, and they should identify with him because he is their voice, suddenly they're like, wait a minute, you're talking, we don't agree with you, like, you know, at all about anything. But unfortunately, in today's world, like, you know, there's no civility around that disagreement. And it probably sounds strange for someone in GWAR to be calling for civility, but that's just, you know, that's exactly how fucked up things have gotten. That, you know, GWAR, we could probably write a manners column at this point, because, you know, the world is so fucking damaged.
GWAR, the voice of reason, 2018. That's where we are.
Right.
That's where we are.
Dear Abby.
Hey, on the lighter side of things, Halloween is coming up, and I'm you know, maybe every day is Halloween for a band like GWAR, but does this one bring anything extra special to the table for you all?
Yeah, you're right. Every day is Halloween, and we never get to dress up like fairy princesses or ghosts, which is unfortunate. Just have to go out there as ourselves. But, you know, yeah, I mean, this Halloween, we're playing in New York City, which is always fun. And there's going to be lots of surprises in that show. So that's going to be a good time. Awesome. Should have fun.
And then what happens after the tour? You go back to writing? Are we already looking towards the next record?
Yeah, we're looking towards the next record for sure. And yeah, that's exactly what we do. Let's go back and start working on music. And I think we're working on another video. So that's about it.
Well, if you're still making music, you must know that maybe the world won't end at least next year. So that's
right.
Something at least for humanity's sake that I can kind of crush on there.
Probably be worse, but it'll still be turning.
Right. Blothar, thanks so much for this. To talk about the Blood of Gods,
Thank you.
Looking forward to that graphic novel as well.
Cool, man. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
My thanks to Blothar of Gwar. The new record is called The Blood of Gods. It is now available. And as he mentioned, they'll have that graphic novel out in the summer 2019. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, whether you're checking us out on YouTube, listening on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.